With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Liverpool's Perkins House reopened Monday following an almost year-long renovation. Director of Perkins House and the Queen's County Museum, Linda Rayfuse, says, like everything else, the pandemic played a role in the timing of the reopening.
It was supposed to be opened, like a couple of weeks ago, but that got delayed with the last COVID shutdown because we had to wait for the furniture to be transferred to the house.
The historic site has been closed since May of 2015 when staff reported structural issues. The province stepped in and provided $1.5 million to assess the damage and restore the site. The house is now structurally sound and ready to resume its role telling the story of Liverpool's past. Rayfuse says walking into Perkins House transports visitors to a different time.
When you're coming into a historic home, you want to walk into a historic home that looks like it's being lived in, and that's how the staff will interpret it to you and tell you the story.
Visitors to Perkins House will experience the story of its owner, Simeon Perkins, through discussions and demonstrations with staff dressed in period costume. Many of the hands-on activities, such as laundry, weaving, and sewing, will be made available as COVID restrictions lift. Rayfuse says, finally reopening the building means a great deal to the entire community.
This has been an iconic symbol in the community for over 250 years. So, everybody keeps their eye on Perkins House. And I was asking, how are things coming? And when is it going to open? And, always the discouraging answer of, don't know. So it has been a long road, but the end result was worth the wait.
Perkins House is open to the public 7 days a week. Check their website for times. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.